Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes, good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Our visitor, you're welcome. Are you Ugandan? What? Okay, yeah. Yeah, welcome to Kampala. Hallelujah. Yeah, worship team, thank you so much. Let's give them another big hand clap. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Esther, we are glad that, you finished. It's been so fast. How long was it? 2 years, eh? It's like you told me about it yesterday. Okay, that's good. Eh? That is very good. Hallelujah. Yes, I have a testimony. I had some upper back pain. You remember, I talked about it even last week. Yeah. I went to a doctor friend in Namu. Eh? Rachel, what is that place? Namuongo. Yeah. You know, when you are a patient, the reason why patients are called patients is because they have to be patient. All right? So I sat, I don't know for how long, like an hour. Anyway, then when we got in there, before he asked me what's up, we first went into jazz. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then he gave me some utabs and he told me take them for 10 days, one per day. And then 4 days after the 10 days, let me know how you are. Glory be to God. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I am well. And I think there are 2 more tabs in there. Glory be to God. Yeah. That pain was bad. Eh? I would even fail to get off the bed. You know, eh? Yeah. But when I'll be standing, I'll be okay. Okay, but I lie down for hours, getting up. You don't know whether to start with the arm or to put the leg first. It was bad. Eh? It was very what? Bad. Glory be to God. So I thought it was a problem with the nerves, what? But the doctor said, no. According to this and this and this and this. Yes, and it made sense. Glory be to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, what other testimony did I want to give? I think it's that. Hallelujah. There's someone who talked about mental illness. Well-being. Eh? Yeah, mental illness is a real thing. There's a gentleman who committed suicide during the week. You saw that some guy called John something. Yeah. Suicide or anything associated with that, it is mental what? Illness. Eh? And very sad. Okay. I remembered many years ago, there's a white man who committed suicide. And he left a note saying that you will never walk alone. Okay. Esther doesn't know what that means. Yeah, that is Liverpool. So it's evident that he was a Liverpool what? Yeah, fan. He left a note saying that what? You will never walk alone. Hallelujah. So you go, you kill yourself, and the games go on. Liverpool goes on but it is sad anyway. Yeah, but take care of your mental health. Yeah, the best thing to do is to cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you, okay? Christians generally have better mental health than non-Christians. Glory be to God. And I heard that there's a study that was done at Oral Roberts University many years ago, and they discovered that Christians who pray in tongues, okay, actually, even, that their stress levels are lower. Glory be to God. Because apparently when you pray in tongues, there's a certain hormone, there's a certain whatever that is released, which is anti-stress. Glory be to God. So the more you pray in tongues, the better off you are. And spiritually, it makes sense. Eh? Because you see, when you're praying in tongues, you're praying for things you even don't know. And that must evidently include things that are stressing you. Troubles. Glory be to God. Amen? So, please pray in what? In tongues. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord in your homes, in your cars. Glory be to God. Don't play bad music. Okay? Not actually bad. Evil music in your car. Okay? Evil music is associated with demons. Because it is demons which inspired those songs. Hallelujah. So when you play that music in your homes, in your cars, you're inviting demons. And demons are going to affect your mental well-being. Glory be to God. Because they don't mean anything good. Okay? The Bible says that the thief, okay, came, okay, to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. You don't lose anything, okay, when you don't listen to secular music. Okay? If you don't find any problem with secular music, you just watch the videos of those songs. Okay? Then if you are a parent who thinks there's nothing wrong with it, okay, answer the question. Would you want your daughters to be in those videos? Okay, would you want your sons to be in those videos? Okay, if the answer is no, then you know that that's what? Music is evil. Glory be to God. All right? And now that you know that it's evil, don't play it for people. Glory be to God. When you do a function at your home, all right, don't play it for people. Don't say that, but the people want it. If you're in charge, then be in charge. Determine what is played, okay? Hallelujah. Unknowing to those people, you're doing them good. Even when they are complaining, they're like, today's not Sunday. Okay? Today's not Sunday. I mean, you know, today's not Sunday. Okay, insist, especially when it is in your home, insist that no. Glory be to God. And as they are complaining, they are actually respecting you in their heart of hearts. They're like, Bob Mulokole Dala Dala. If you're serious. Glory be to God. I didn't know that Sammy Soke was saved for real. Until I heard that there was a function at his home. Siblings were there. And he was playing gospel music. Then they told him, but please, as in, don't you have anything else? The man insisted. He refused to change. I heard that story and I was like, now, this guy is born again. Hallelujah. There are some things where you can tell whether what. Now, by the way, I'm not saying that people who play secular music are not saved. Eh? Okay? But for me, it is one of the things I can gauge whether someone are serious. Okay? One of the other things is what? It was coming. It has flown away. Glory be to God. But I will remember it. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. But this is very what? Serious. Hallelujah. Okay? These days I've begun to ask people, I go to a restaurant to eat, there's music, you know? Then I tell them, don't you have what? Then they tell, you know what? Then I ask them that, would you want, then I say that, do you watch the videos of those songs? They say, yes. Then I said, would you want your child to be in them? And he said, no. Then I'm like, now, why are you what? So people actually know, eh? People actually know. But for some reason, they're just playing around with evil. Playing around with evil. Yes, I've remembered it. The other way I can tell someone is serious, especially ladies, is at weddings. Okay, weddings. It's like those are, they, it's like, I don't know what Bible verse, you know. Eh? It's like, that is okay to dress immorality. Eh? Is that right, English? Eh, weddings, function, parties, eh? Man, eh? That's when it's like, is that saying that, Buriomu alagecha alina? You know, eh? And you find man, someone you thought are serious, eh? Man, eh? So for my mental well-being, okay, very soon I'm stopping, what? At least I attend those where I know there is no lady who is saved that I know who's going to be there. Because now when I go there and I meet them and they are, you understand, eh? There's even that saying in Uganda that, Alaba yaswala. You understand? So you also watch, you know, eh? Then even then, Bambi, you've messed up their party. All right? So maybe I should, whatever, whichever party I'm going for, I talk to the host, as in guest list. Munimuaba lokole bemani, waba mwebali, RSVP. For my good and also for the good of what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. There's someone I was telling, I think I was telling Dennis and Sam in the week that they are, sometimes I, like it's better for my siblings not to be in this church because there are things at times I would want to say, give illustrations, but then you can't. Now you're going to talk about your father, you're going to talk about your mother, something, an example, an illustration. But then you're like, this one, so now I so I could be all together. Okay? But now, let me say this. Glory be to God. I'm just going to use the word relative. Okay? There's a relative of mine. Okay? Growing up, this relative of mine was the most saved. Umanya kwata bendela ya balokole mu nyumba. Okay? People, anyway, so very man. Eh? But it had been long since I attended functions with her or where she's in attendance. Okay? But recently, like starting last year, you know, I've been to function and she's there. And man, she's just waiting to dance. And on to Christian music. You understand? For her, man, that is why she's just waiting. What? Eh? She's 50 or something. She's just, and man, eh? She delights it. You know, eh? And I'm like, gwe atu, you know, eh? You are our whatever. Hallelujah. So I find it very sad, and I'm like, she cannot be not knowing why she's dancing too. Glory be to God. But Bambi, she dresses decently. Hallelujah. Hey. Very decent what? Relative. Glory be to God. But you guys, these things are serious. These things are what? Very serious. You can end up in hell when you're playing around. Eh? Because you see, there's this saying that there's safety in masses. Eh? Safety in numbers. Just because everyone is doing it doesn't make it okay. Just because it is fashion. Okay? Most of those fashion designers, you know, eh? Actually, almost all of them, they're evil. They're anti-God, they're homosexuals, they're lesbians. Whatever they design, even for men, okay, what they design, now you can see men at times, the pants they put on, you're like, you know, men now. So you realize now, I think there's a good thing behind it. Men, now remember, fashion, gwemulembe, as in, yeah. Okay, so man, you can, those things, go to sleep, wake up in hell. Okay? And the thing that has taken you there is what? Dressing and those what? Music. Glory be to God. What does it hurt people? What do people lose if at a function they just play God music? Like, what's the problem? For me, like, I've never understood what is the problem. For you, Teddy, what is the issue? Okay? Maybe I need to understand this. Like, what is, Judith, do you know? What? It's what? Yes. But I'm talking about Christians. Yeah, it's boring. Can you imagine? So that means that when they come to church and they praise, what? Worship team, that's what? Powerful. That was great. It means they were pretending. They were liars. Glory be to God. Okay? Visitor, this is not how we usually start, what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And by the way, this service we stop on this. Glory be to God. If the Lord wants this one. Glory be to God. Okay? That thing, safety in numbers. Safety in what? Man, right now, numbers are in Namugongo. All right? So there are some chaps who feel safe. We are many, so we must be right. You understand? We are many. We are all doing evil. How can a good God, take all these people to hell for this? So if we are many doing this, then there's no way God can take, whatever to hell. Tulibanji. Okay? There's a video I saw, but I didn't watch it, okay? But the title on YouTube, it was in Luganda, okay? I'll translate for the sake of Eden. Yeah, so the title was Mwe Abalaba Abasumba Mugeyena Rachi Utemulaba Abe Namugongo. You know, you who see pastors, false pastors in hell, why don't you also see the what? The Namugongo guys also in hell? Hallelujah. All right? By the way, I've listened, I think, to two ex-Satanists who say that when they were agents of the devil, they were never sent to Catholic churches. Okay? Reason being, Abubabwe. Glory be to God. Right now, there is no devil's agent in Namugongo. Okay? Because many, not all, many, the majority of those people, they are lost. You understand? So why waste time there, as in do what there? Glory be to God. Okay? Census results are coming out soon. The preliminary ones are out, I guess. Okay, and Catholics are going to come out when they are the majority. Okay, safety in what? Numbers. Katibala mafa, you know. I think Nemunsio now, by the way, Beba Singo Bunja, I think. Safety in what? Numbers. You understand? Okay? But the Bible says that narrow, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We shall get there. Let me first what? Tell you that we are continuing talking about saying that it is time to fulfill our calling as a church, as that slide shows. Glory be to God. All right? It is time to fulfill our what? Our calling. And our calling is Christ for the nations. Okay? Christ for the what? Nations. That is our calling as a church. That's our mandate. That's our vision. That is what God has called us to. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. How did I receive that calling? How and when? Okay, it was on 29th June, 24 years ago. Okay? Alana say 24 years ago. Yeah. Glory be to God. Yeah. How old are you? 16? 17? 17. So can you imagine? 7 years? Anyway, 24 years what? Ago. Okay, I was reading my Bible, and I came across Acts chapter 13, verse 47, which says that, I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. And so Paul was telling these people in Antioch that that's what he has been called to do. So the moment I read that, I remember that, hey, wait a minute. A few days ago, God also told me my calling. Okay? Somewhere, when I was reading Isaiah, and I was like, let me go back and check the verse that God used to speak to me. Okay? And it was Isaiah 49 verse 6. Okay? And I realized that it is the same scripture that Paul quoted in Acts 13. Okay, and it says that, part B of that verse says that, I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles that you should bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. Okay, the version of the Bible that I used to read back then, you know, would say that you should bring my salvation to the ends of the what? Of the earth. And so in that way, God confirmed that, yes. Okay, just like Paul was called to take God's salvation to the ends of the earth, so will you also. Hallelujah. Then sometime later, okay, I spoke all these things in detail, so I won't go back. Yeah, but sometime later, I'm at home at night praying over an issue, and then I had a voice. Okay, this voice was from within me, okay, but it also felt like it was from without, okay, from outside me. And the voice said, forward, okay, when I was talking to God about what he has called me to do for him, and the voice said, forward, okay, Christ for the nations. Glory be to God. Which is the same thing as bringing God's salvation to the ends of the earth, to the nations. Glory be to God. So that is how that vision, that call came about. Okay? Glory be to God. And then God has confirmed this very now and again. Now, like the time I remember most vividly was 29th November, 7 years ago. Okay? Yeah, that time Alana was 10 years old. Glory be to God, I think. Yeah. So, that day, I had a dream. Okay? And so I dreamt that I was at a church. By the that church, it is Watoto Church. I was seated with a certain lady called Pastor Irene Majugo. I don't know if she's still a pastor there, but she used to be a children's pastor. Right now, she does some work at some school, okay, where some kids go to school. Yeah, she does, yeah, basically pastoring the children there every Wednesday, is it? Tuesday. Yeah. So she asked me where I go to church. Okay. Then I responded that I am the pastor of a church which is a branch to Apostle John's Mulinde Trumpet Center Church, or Trumpet Center, or Trumpet Mission, which branch is located in Tinda and meets at Nobview Hotel. You have understood? So I told Pastor Irene that I am a pastor of a branch of Apostle Mulinde's ministry. Okay? And that church, which is a branch of which I'm a pastor, meets at Nobview Hotel in Ntinda, basically here. Okay? Then later, I saw several branches of LAT spread out in different parts of the world. Like I saw a map. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, before I go into explaining the bit of Apostle John Mulinde, remember I was... But you all know this story, isn't it? You've heard this thing. Like, who doesn't know what I'm going to say next? Like, you know this. I've shared this over and over. But let me leave that. Okay? Concerning where I was, because there's a detail that is not there, which is not relevant to this. Okay, what I saw in that church as I was seated with Pastor Irene. Hallelujah. All right? So, now, Mulinde, okay, if you go to the next slide, his calling, I found this on the net, his calling that he received in 1988. Okay? Alana, say 1988. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Your mother was... but people... Dennis, you just see people in this church. And people are very young. But then they what? They are disturbing pastors. But very, very young people. Okay? Yeah. So the Lord appeared to Mulinde. They were at a mission. Okay, and the Lord appeared to him live, and he told him that it is for this reason that I have appeared to you, so that I may send you as a resounding trumpet to my people. And I think that's why now he calls his ministry World Trumpet Mission. Okay, so he says that it is not because of any merit you have over others, but because of my tender mercies for all my people, I have appeared to you that I might send you out to call my people to repent and consecrate themselves to me before that day comes upon them unexpectedly. Which day? The day of the Lord's second coming. Okay? Hallelujah. Called my people to repent. Okay? I believe in context, it's referring to both the unsaved and the saved. Okay? To repent. To repent means to make a 180 degree turn. You've been going east, you turn and you go west. Hallelujah. All right? Repent. Repentance from sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And also to consecrate themselves. Okay? To consecrate themselves. To consecrate means to holify. You know the word holy? That's where you get the word holify. Okay? Grace Joy, say amen. Holify. Now, there's no word holify. So instead of holify, the word is sanctify. Okay? Consecrate. Okay? Which means to set apart. Okay? To be holy is to be set apart. For good, of course. Hallelujah. To sanctify is to set something apart. To consecrate is to, okay, be set apart unto God. Okay, then he says that, I send you as a prophetic voice in the nations to call my people back to me in repentance and total consecration. Glory be to God. Amen. So you see, anyway, his calling that the Lord gave him was to the nations, not just Uganda alone. Hallelujah. And to call people back to repentance. Okay? Or people, to call them to repentance, to call them unto him. Glory be to God. All right? So now, it is in that context that you can understand my dream. Okay? Which you can go back to. Okay? My dream of 29th November 2017. This church was a branch of Apostle John Mulinde's World Trumpet Mission. Meaning that is also our calling. Because it's a branch. Do you understand? It's a branch. A branch to do what? To go forth in the nations and call people to repentance. Tell people to consecrate themselves. Okay, so that they are ready for the Lord's return. Glory be to God. Sometime last year, I think, Bob, you had a dream about the Lord's return, isn't it? Or when you are going to heaven. Eh? There was something like that. A beautiful what? A dream. And talking about Bob and dreams, in 2021, okay, before the elections, the presidential elections, Bob had a dream. And in the dream, God was telling him to go vote from 7. You told me that, isn't it? All right? Hallelujah. And that came after my dream. Okay, God saying, Museveni. And that Bobi Wine was going to be basically beaten flat. And his in the dream, his game plan thereafter was to cause post-election violence. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Bob was way shocked by that dream. Eh? Anyway, he told me, like, man, you know. But I'd been telling him here in church with all of you that God's will is what? Glory be to God. I hope you all listen to a dream Joseph Nsubuga had. Was it last year or this year? The dream when, you remember when Bobi Wine was coming back from, was it London? Yeah? And he was landing on TV and the plot was masses, to fall. You remember? Okay? And that day, unknowing to, Joseph Nsubuga didn't know that Bobi Wine was coming back and things had been planned, for a crowd to escort him from Entebbe. Okay? Did you get that dream? All right? And what did it say? Okay? I'm going to send it to you again. Hallelujah. The dream was saying, number one, Bobi Wine is a dead man. Hallelujah. He's a dead man. Number two, he has a spirit of death upon him. Number three, you can listen to the dream again. Number three, all the people around him are dead people. Okay? And so that dream was a warning for people known to what? To go to Entebbe or to line up on Entebbe Road. The man they're cheering is a dead man, according to heaven. Okay, spiritually dead, because any mulokole who wants to know, they should know the truth. This guy is very evil. Hallelujah. For your own information, that's why he chose the color red. Because he came to shed blood. Glory be to God. All right? That's why God didn't want him to come as president. Museveni is not perfect, but God is like, in the meantime, okay, I rather work with Museveni and not Bobby Wine. Okay? Hallelujah. Those 50 or so more people who died during the elections, remember, that had never happened. Okay? Since, I don't, maybe it last happened in, maybe it last and had last and first happened in 1980. Okay? You know what happened in 1980? There were elections in December, I think it was. Hallelujah. And Obote and Mwanga won. They rigged the elections, and that's what caused Museveni to go to the bush. Okay, so I don't know how many people died around that time, 1980. But anyway, concerning presidential elections, the last elections, 2021, man, it was, it was that bad. 50 plus people died. Okay? Hallelujah. Sam Bambi, it was stray bullets. Like Avan Obi, his father. Okay? Arnold's messenger. You know Arnold? His dad. Okay? A stray, you know, and he died. Okay? But, But you see, this thing was, man, some guy, a dead man with a spirit of death, has deliberately come to cause death. You see, I'm not a politician, eh? But sometimes we act like we are kids. Eh? Okay? The game plan was provoke the security what? Forces. That was Bobby Wine's game. Provoke. Okay? Provoke so that they do this. Okay? Provoke them so that they kill you. Okay? So that they kill you and so that the international terror can come and, you know, so you go, you provoke them and they kill you. You understand? The guy was, you understand? So please, don't just go by what? Right now, in my opinion, okay, most of they're called bloggers, TikTokers, most of the people, okay, maybe not most of them, but a good number of the people who are shouting out loud against the corruption in this country, okay? Many of them, okay? But the corruption is bad, it's evil. These guys are stealing our what? Money. This is very, very bad, all right? But the people who seem to be championing, they're shouting out. Man, you guys. Okay? It is the LGBT one. You understand? They're the, you know, but they're not telling, you know, but they're being used. They're the, okay? Most of these NGOs, you know, whatever, they are the ones who are what? So now you really think, okay, homosexuals are fighting for you. Hallelujah. But what they are shouting out against is, yeah, you understand, eh? Glory be to God. Fight what? Hey. Hallelujah. Hopefully those guys won't find your PhD because you get a stupid PhD, man. But you have a PhD, they're calling you doctor, a doctor of stupidity. Hallelujah. Okay, so where was I? Yeah, but that one I said it already. So we can proceed. Okay, many branches, okay? So one time I asked the Lord that are these branches, is that literal? Okay, the answer I got was no, but it was about influence. but also traveling to those nations. Because in the dream that he used to show me that's about influence and going there and speaking his word, he used Robert Liardon. Okay, a guy, a man who, by the time he was 35 years old, he had traveled to 19 nations of the world preaching the gospel. And a good number of them, he had gone there twice. So if he goes twice to a country, he counts it once. It's one country. So by the time someone was 35 years, he had done 90 nations. Going to them, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that is the picture God used in the dream to say, yes, you travel to those places. Okay, you bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Talking about Bobby Wine's man, the spirit of death. Remember, there was a dream Apostle Joseph Serada had. Do you remember it? Just before the elections. I shared it just before, I think, Facebook was what? It was turned off, eh? Just before the elections. Eh? But it was shared in your what? Mailboxes. When man, he saw a certain being, a spirit, okay, in the heavens, or basically in space, okay, and it had a straw, it had a straw, and it was sucking blood, or sipping, what? Is it called sipping or sucking, or both? Sucking, I think, Okay, it was seated over Uganda, and the thing was sucking blood. You understand, Okay, so people tried to shoot it, okay? Shoot, well, you know, and they failed, all right? And they failed. Then Serada gathers leaders, okay, Christian leaders to pray, okay? And if I remember right, after either after that prayed or as they prayed, this thing was shot down. It was what? We shot down and it fell. Okay? That is why the post-election violence that was going to kill more people than the 50, okay, it didn't happen. Hallelujah. It didn't happen because Christians had prayed. Glory be to God. Bobby Wine. You don't know what you're playing with. It is bad, you know. Glory be to God. Okay? There's some people who might think I'm a mnyankole. Okay? And for some reason, mnyankole want me to be part of them. They think I'm there, what? I'm on my way to what? Those things. Okay? I am not a mnyankole. Glory be to God. I saw there are some Banyaranda in town, okay? I think they're playing sports, you know? They're saying at what? Those who look at me, they think what? This one, we left him what? Behind. Glory be to God. I remember back in the day, okay? Alana, I think it was 1992-91. Okay? All right, so I was walking with Maureen, I think, and a certain sister of ours in Bukoto. Now, that time, I think, the war in Rwanda had begun and some Rwandese had gone back and they were fighting. So we are walking, then some guy, some young man, who shouted and said, Namo mudeyo. Also, you go back. Glory be to God. I mean, people were not anywhere near what? Yes, so for your own information, I'm not a mnyankole, you understand? Glory be to God. I am for Jesus, for the will of Jesus. Glory be to God. Yeah, I think it has been 4 or 3 times, by all the elections since 2011, God has always told me in dreams who he wants to be president. And let me tell you, it has always been Museveni. It has always been Museveni. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. 2016, I really thought Museveni wasn't supposed to come back 2016. Okay? Hallelujah. A prophet who I used to believe in, okay, insinuated, you know, something like that. And, you know, I was like, yeah, Museveni shouldn't come back. Then I had a dream one day before the elections. I meet Museveni and he tells me that I have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. 2016. Hallelujah. Okay? He had talked about the 2011. All right? When I saw Museveni coming from Electoral Commission, when he had been given a go-ahead to begin, he had been nominated, it's called. Then I see him in a convoy, okay, coming from Electoral Commission, okay? So, well, I saw a convoy, and I wanted to know who is that. So I looked into one of the cars, and I saw Museveni. And as it's passing by, Christians are praising God on the streets. And then I knew that God's will was Museveni. Hallelujah. A man who has, you know, some of us now will no longer wash our cars because he's useless, man. That's one of the battles I was having with my wife on, was it Thursday? Okay? Washing the car. Not a battle, of course, I'm joking. But she was like, the car is very, with that a word. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I mean. See, I was like, I don't have that money to what? She's like, tell so and so to wash it, then what? You give him something. Then I was like, no, I don't have that money. I don't want to add to my financial pressures. She's like, it's little money. I said, I don't have it. And I wasn't lying. Okay? I have money for 2 days. Okay? For that car. Glory, because where I stay, right now, it didn't make sense to wash a car every day. Especially when the money is your money. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But anyway, that's the man God wanted back. Hallelujah. And now, Bobby Wine, my brother, hasn't changed. Okay? He hasn't what? Hey. Okay? He hasn't changed. He hasn't even told us, stood publicly and said that Nwanisa FC Aga. Never. Why? Okay? Why? Because it is a serious issue right now in the country, in Africa. This man has never what? Hey. The reason is obvious. Glory be to God. Amen? Where were we? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? Okay? Hallelujah. The Baganda here, I want to move out. I've told you I'm not a Muganda. Hallelujah. In fact, my mom is a Muganda. Glory be to God. Amen. I went to her, told her my dreams before the elections. Glory be to God. You see, when I get to know the will of God, man, I become passionate about it. Glory be to God. During that time, 2020, it was the end, why, you know, 2021 before the elections, man. You would think I'm what? I'm an NRM, whatever. That I have an NRM card. But for me, my thing was like, this is God's will, Museveni, God's will. Nga buli kwen sanga mulokole, you know, nabatali balokole. Sanga kubuduke, yobuto no, aboda, aboda, what, you know, bagamba, you know, eh? Hey. Hallelujah. Of course, you have to first see that, what? Yourself. Hallelujah. Hmm? Okay? One time, Nali Nabulindo there, man, preaching the gospel. The good news of what? Of God's will, that Museveni, you know? Hey. Then I was speaking to some old men, Baganda, telling them that I'm a guy, be serious. This guy, a drug, whatever. What are our children going to learn from that? When this Omubanda is, it's called that. Eh? Okay? See, they are agreeing, but you can see they're like, okay? Then as we talk, there's a lady who was nearby, who, you know, these ladies who sell, who cook for builders. Okay? That lady I've always known now, eh? She's was saved, born again, and yeah. So when she sees me, she says, "Mkama, yebazi we what? Eh? Your uncle Willie, those A." So, yeah. Then she says, after I've spoken my things, she tells me, "Nze nange nalote chiloto, nange nalote chiloto." Eh? This woman is Uganda, pure. Nange nalote chiloto. Now that I dreamt, I saw Bobby Wine in like smoking, you know, eh? Njaga, like smoke, you know, that it's called what? A weed. But that smoke that when they blow, like, you know, eh? Eh? It's called what? Echile. Like, you know, in that thing. Okay? Then the voice of the Lord told her, eh? Told her that is the president that you want. So she said, man, for her, you know. Then apparently she said that, nengena kukanisa, and I shared it with a friend at church. And the friend said, I had the same dream. Glory be to God. Man, God campaigned from 70. In amazing, man, people are dreaming stuff. Bob is among them. Hallelujah. Okay? Bob, I think, was being intellectual, what, you know, eh? Man, when you go with these intellectual things, you can miss the will of God badly. Muli ku Twitter, mu intellectualizing. Hmm? Hey, how much money in state house, yet it is one person, abana bebo nabali, married, kachizo sentizo nazachi. All right? You there, and maybe most of those things are valid, eh? Okay, but after you said all those things, then ask God that now, kati gwemkama ogambachi. You understand? And God say, yeah, I see these things, it's not good. But, you know, in the meantime, because we musawo mulala, you know, you're getting from the frying pan into the fire. You understand? Especially spiritually. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I can see that people are very uncomfortable in their chairs, you know, seated. Very uncomfortable with what I'm doing. But I am joking, yeah? But it might also be true. Glory be to God, that people are very uncomfortable. Hallelujah. So we are taking Christ to the what? Nations. Okay? Hallelujah. We're not only going to bring salvation to the people, but we are going to preach Christ there. To the saved and to the unsaved. All right? To the saved, we have to tell them that according to Matthew 7, 21 to 23, that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Okay? Christians call Jesus their Lord. But Jesus here is saying that not everyone who calls me Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them that I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Okay? So this is talking to Christians. They were calling Jesus Lord. Okay? Demons were being cast out in the name of the Lord. So they were Christians. But Jesus will say, depart from me. I never knew why. Because you used to practice lawlessness. Hallelujah. Bino bintu bale bili very serious. Bwe mbirowooza ako. Man, for me, I believe that there's a heaven. I believe it's and that there's hell. I believe these things. And man, I want to go to heaven. Hallelujah. And so I don't take these scriptures lightly. And I don't try to explain them away, that they mean something else. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Okay, Jesus says that, enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. The numbers. 15 what? Okay. All right. Then it says, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the what? Difficult is the what? The way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Okay? And difficult, okay? That's why there it is significant. Difficult. I mean, to see, there will be challenging times. Times that will cause you to compromise. You understand? Hallelujah. Family yonge kuita nalukalala. Your family is calling you, what is nalukalala in English? Radical, like ADF, those are, what are these guys? Our tablik. Hey, extreme. Maybe that's the best word. Extreme. Family equita naruka kati. Because you want to belong. Like especially chicks, okay? Some go, they are relational people, they are family, what? So there's a way, if you want to mess up a lady, try to get her out of our family man. They can't live without her. It is the oxygen that they So now you see you are a lady trying to walk in righteousness. Then the family man, your people, nalukalala. Okay? Your chick friends, lady friends. Okay? See now we love a biyamba day. Okay? Those things, man. Hallelujah. Then they say, man, you know what? If you, what your husband is looking at the other ones. Katina, we know gamba, yeah. Kuno mlembe, guakwe salira magez. Now you know time go get a mobile boutique. Get what? Dresses, blouses, we show your breasts with tight thing, Okay? You have just, because difficult has been the way, and you decide to compromise. Okay? Yeah, we should know that difficult is the way. Difficult is the way. Hallelujah. It is your function in your home. All right? Guys want their music. Then they will start shouting, today is not Sunday. If it is Sunday, they will say, but service ended. We are church in the morning. See, the tool is down or what? Never invite. Difficulty is a what? Is a way. Get to know that. And don't make what is difficult. You can't change it into what's easy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Broad is a what? Okay? Broad is the gate, is a way that leads to destruction. Broad means, okay, and as Jesus says, there are many people, gate nene. Wide gate. So meaning that it is letting in many people. Okay? Grace Joy, thank God, man, you're hearing these things when you're still young. If it was 1998, 22 years, man. Your father, I think, had them when he was 7. Okay? One of our guys, they were born again. Hallelujah. This man's dad was a canon. Died less than 2 years ago. Then the mother dreamt seeing him in heaven. Glory be to God. Man, they saw this guy's father in heaven, canon. What do you operate start? Banji. Bage na mungulu. Ne banji. Nawo, they are just hypocrites. Okay? It's heaven. Now, man, if I get a dream like that, my father is in heaven. And by the eyes of God, I think I've gotten two, which implying that my dad is in heaven. So now my life pursuit, man, is to what? Go where my father is. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And very soon I will start that subject on a certain group. Some group where my relatives are. Remember I said relatives? I remember guy more man. Do you know get away or what? At work. These things are serious. Okay? Christine dreamed the other day. Because Christine has been praying for her dad, who goes to Namirembe Cathedral. Okay, praying for him to get saved for years. And you had a dream the other day. God saying, it is now a tick, isn't it? He's 80 what? 82 A. You understand? She has been on her heart. Okay? Now ticked. Glory be to God. I used to pray for my what? Mom. Okay, my mom was first a Catholic. Then, either because where she stays now, the nearest church is a Protestant church. Then she became a Protestant. But because of what? Well, thank God there was no mosque. Or nearer. Because now you don't know what she would have. And you're laughing, eh? But I remember years ago we used to go for missions, okay? University, holidays. We'll go for missions in Iganga, Kamuli for a week, preaching. So I remember we met ladies, some young ladies. We preached to them. They got saved, okay? Then they asked us that now, Katinga, Betuloko say, Kati tugenda kusabira wa. Mumuzikiti, mukanisa. You understand? And it was a very honest question. Where now do we? Then you realize, Kati wanang. Because there's that thing of Allah, Katonda, same God, we are one. Abrahamic faith, that's stupidity. You've heard that one. Abrahamic, you are one. The faith of Abraham. When Namuli, but Abraham, same faith. That's the devil, man. That's the what? Hey, last night, before I slept, I was listening to some gentleman. He said he's 38. YouTube. Okay, he was a Muslim. But today I've said many things. Sam, it's okay. Don't I deserve a seed? I've judged. Yet I'm a very quiet person. That's my daughter, very quiet. Find me home, quiet. Okay? But it's true. Okay? People think that Sam is okay, it's quiet, but I'm quiet. I can be at home the 24 hours, and I speak like 50 words the whole day, and I don't die. Women will die, man. Women, man, will die. 50 words. Wake up, I find Eden on the steps. I say, good morning. They say, good morning, daddy. Then I reach down, Abigail is there. Good morning. They say, good morning, daddy. Then the mother wakes up, good morning, you know. Okay? But meanwhile, I'm on my way out to the what? Garden. To sit, praise, worship, pray. Okay? It is worse when I'm what? Fasting. Because now, I'm not coming in the house to eat food and see, you know. So, man, I can do 50 words. Okay? But I would have done many when I'm singing, you remember? Praying in time. Yeah, so, I mean, anyway, I'm generally a very quiet one. Yeah, but what was I saying? What was I saying? Okay, that guy, yeah, he said he's 38. So he said, now he was narrating how he converted from Islam to what? Christianity, got born again. Same man, they had been trained how to mess up Barokole, how to argue against them. Say, battle training, anger. When there's a crusade, we'll go to interrupt, to debate, to then also to see with chicks. Then say, oh, who's in what? Telemuka. Telemuka, you know those worship, whatever. Hey, so a guy will be there scanning which one now, you know. Then say, I want Baba Bayimba Wimbi, Telemuka Nenga, Jesus is not in their hearts. Okay? Then you also say that you would also go with witchcraft, a dogo. Remember Islam? Remember I told you guys, Islam is a what? That is to destroy like crusades from not happening. And the dogo not from the witches, from them, Muslims. You guys are joking with Islam. Okay? Anyway, he said that man, on this other day, Umar Umulinde is coming. I think it was in Mbale. Umar Umulinde, remember? He was a Muslim, he became a Christian. He's coming. So they also go ready. Okay? The guy said Umar Umulinde began to split Islam. You understand? Even called Abba Sheikh Abba Jay answer these questions. So he said, Alaba, Abba Sheikh, like, your teachers, man, are not going to answer. Yeah, but you guys, you're the one who has been teaching. The man has called you to answer this. Because you would read Arabic, Quran, like, okay? Then he says at the end, Mulinde told guys that, not this one, this Mulinde, Umar, yeah. So now, if you are here and you're born again, lift up your hands and begin to pray. You know, the guy said when they started praying, he didn't know what happened. He had like a wind A wind, like, he didn't know what happened. He was out of his senses. The next minute, he finds himself is down, fallen with his dogo. He's down. Then, of course, you know, those things. They came to carry him. Okay? Carried him. The mamu twala kuat. She told Yana, you know, we have been trained. Cast out the guy, same man is there, you know. Okay? I don't know about his dogo kuata. He's like, I don't know about the jamu. Then afterwards, they take them to the back. Okay? To the back, I think, to tell them why Kachoroko say Kati, what they'll see. The guy says, man, like, he didn't know how he found himself there, man. The guy said, the moment his senses came back, as they are talking their things or what, the guy saw, he said, when the opportunity came, he just ran out. Glory be to God. But that was the beginning. Okay? And then later, he began, you know, now he's not saved, you remember? But something hit him when these guys began to pray. So anyway, then he has been to school, madarasa. That is what their schools are called. Okay, he has studied it. So he begins to study the Quran. Kati, if you could see your Ramadan, when it comes, he gives an excuse that man outsides. You know, then if you have a local katiagara music, he feels a drawing, you know, Okay? But he's not, you know, touch Ali clear. All right. Then he says one day he's studying the Quran. Now, so he he quoted the verse. Ayah Jariya Soma. He read it, okay? After a year, I had to go back and get it, and you know. Man, the guy was showing that even the Quran itself says that Allah is not God. Okay? Because he quoted it, say the Quran says, okay, basically, Allah was praying, I think, for himself and for Muhammad. Yeah, he's like, hey, if this guy is God, where is he praying for him? Okay? But that's why Muslims still pray for Muhammad, because Tebamani, but Allah was praying. The guy said, man, that was the beginning. Hallelujah. All right? But what was I talking about? Anyway, but the bottom line is this Allah thing. Just a demon, man. Hallelujah. All right? Glory be to God. All right? So anyway, by the way, Kwezi, okay, all of us, let us take this scripture seriously. Narrow is a gate, and difficult is the way. Hallelujah. Okay? Young ladies in this church, young girls, okay? Your fellow girls will tell you, man, you're not like, as in, be like, you know, you're very religious. You're not what? You're boring. Even to your Christian music all the time, what? You understand? Pressure. That's it. Peer pressure. And before you know it, because you want to fit in, you compromise. Okay, because difficult has been the way. And you give in. Okay, please don't. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory to God. These things are very serious. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Difficult is the way. Okay? Yes, I've finished. But I had more things to say, but I don't have to say them now. And even then, I've said them over and over in this church. Glory be to God. But take what you've heard, what you know, what you've learned, okay? Use it out there. Okay, help people. Tell them about Jesus. Tell your Muslim friends. This is why, yeah, anyway, maybe I see things in some other, I don't know. I don't know. But that's why I don't click, especially ladies. This way in which ladies, because women, because they're so relational, eh? You understand? So that gift, that thing, that good thing that God gave them, sometimes they use it badly, man. For example, I don't understand how a really saved chick, okay, her wedding, she gets a Muslim to be her, what? It's called matron, maid of honor. A Muslim. So she's my friend, what? She's my friend. You know, eh? Like, this is someone who's anti your thing. Anti-Christianity, anti-Jesus. Cut a wedding. You understand? Hey. And say, so, you know, I promised her when we were in school, I promised her that she would be my what? I promised her. Like, if you knew what Islam is not anywhere near. You know, how do you get, this is a holy event. You understand? Eh? And then you have with someone, every Friday, they are in a shrine. You meet for new. Really? You even don't know whether before she came to church, she had prayed a dua. Do you understand? I just don't click those things. Amen? Yeah. Maybe that doesn't take anyone to hell, but nzebwe nkulaba ngochikoze manya oyo mulokole na ye mugende ko mpola. Don't overgo on them because waliwo mugende okutuuka then she will what? Hey, she's the one by knowing about Baba Twala, say, man, Simumani, you know, Simumani, the city Morocco, you understand? Yeah, hey, you have a. Anyway, do you understand what I mean? Teddy Agamba, the pastor, as in. I'm joking, by the way. Okay, but some of you are saying, but I mean, don't overbe. But. I have to overbe because difficulty is a what? A narrow. Man, if you understand that thing, narrow. Then, man, you start, man, known to play with these things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, I was thinking about my mom. For years I prayed, man. I used to pray. Because I knew my mom wasn't born again. Remember, Catholic? Then, Ninga mind simulacre. Gate manual ye guru, there's heaven, there's hell. I used to pray for my mom, and I would say, God, let my mother not die until she gets saved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because, anyway, let my mother not die until she gets saved. I used to pray. Seriously, man. Okay? Then one day, okay, Christine, my mother's sister. Because remember, my mother is Mganda, and she's the same clan as that, Christine. She comes and tells me, I had a dream. Basically, the dream was saying that there were two or three opportunities for my mother to die. Okay? But they were in the Hua Wonga, what the opportunities. But when God didn't give you that info, because you get freaked out. See, there were three opportunities. Okay? Now, it's not like my mom was sick and admitted, no. Okay? But according to heaven, while you were, not opportunities, but But what? Eh? Not opportunities. In like times when she was going to die. Either the enemy to hit her, an accident or sickness, I don't know. Eh? But there were three. And he says that, but God somehow protected her. Okay? And the dream it was because of my prayers. Then the dream it was say that now she's what? Yeah, that now she's born again. Hey. Hey, and when I had that dream, I was like, ha. Katiwa no. Hey. Of course, remember, it's good news. Katimulokole. Hey. So I was like, God, I think might be saying that now. Hey. In Smack, we used to call it stepping. Did you ever use that term? Stepping. For dying. Eh? Did you ever use that term? When they say, man, the guy has stepped. Did you know that term? Alan is one who knows those words. He stepped. When COVID came, I was like, ha, this is it. Okay? Then you start to think that, ha, now. Okay? Most of you think these thoughts, but you don't want to say them. But for me, yeah, start to think about now, expense, those, you know, you have to think those things. Remember, which is going to a good place. That money has to be what? Start to think now, what, how, you know? Yeah, but I'm like, anyway, from that time then I began, man, almost every week I'll go to what? Visit her. Because, man, you don't know, man, you know? She might be stepping anytime. Then as you're jazzing, you're looking at her. Glory be to God. And some women who are saying, Kati, Ose Kati, like, Uchi Echi Sesa, what is there to laugh about? Hmm? Yeah, but I mean, God has said heaven. Yeah, and anyway, even then, Ebiyembi Bikolachi, yeah, glory be to God. Anyway, but please take these things what? Seriously. Hmm? Walk in righteousness, okay? Hallelujah. Okay? But we are going to take Christ to nations, and that season has come, as I shared last Sunday from several dreams. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.